Hey everybody. You like stuff? Like buying stuff? I like buying stuff that I make. Sometimes I have stuff. Stuff you can buy. And you can buy it at shopsketchcraft.com. Brandon, when you want to buy stuff from shopsketchcraft.com, where do you go?
I go to www.shopsketchcraft.com.
And that's where you go and buy stuff?
That's where most of my money's gone in the past years.
It's true. See, folks, I actually cut Brandon off from buying things from shopsketchcraft.com. And so you guys got to make up the difference. That's how I pay for these Zevia sodas. Zero calories.
That is very true. You have cut me off from shopsketchcraft.com, sir.
Yeah. So if you want to support the show, if you want to support my zero calorie, no sugar soda diet, or if you just want to throw away some money, make sure you throw it away at shopsketchcraft.com. Where is it, Brandon?
I believe it's shopsketchcraft.com.
All right, on to the show. Sketchcraft weekly podcast. And when I say weekly, I mean more or less whenever I get around to it, podcast. I'm Rob
Right.
Duaneus, aka Sketchcraft. And that little laughter you hear in the background is the jubbly sounds of Brandon Mega Potato James. So hello, Braggin.
Hi, everybody. You can tell we do it live.
Yeah, I know. Actually, we just did it live. I just wasn't streaming, so we gotta start all over again from scratch. We got a new graphic. Look at that, Brandon.
Yeah,
Yeah,
I like doing it with a cape.
that's how I feel, and that's how you look. So,
Round and delicious.
I don't have as much hair, so I'm thinning out. So been a little bit since we've streamed around here. I have just completed all of my work on Spyro, reignited all of my artwork duties, all of the
Woo!
things. I know, right? All of the things that they paid me to do, I am now done with. So that took.
Yeah, how was that like?
You tell me, Brandon, what was it like being my friend for?
Do I say the honest thing or the PC thing here? I could definitely tell that while some of us think we could be professional artists in every genre, that some of us probably wouldn't make it in this and maybe the video game concepting and video game work. It's from what I've seen and what you went through, it's pretty grueling.
Well, these guys were pretty awesome. It's just tough work. Like anything else in life, when you make things, especially when you shove it out the door, the best way I can describe it is, this is independent of any project I've ever worked on, but for the most part, it's like if you go and watch MasterChef or Hell's Kitchen, when you ever see them trying to like get like a table of like eight people to have all their food ready at the same time, and you just watch everyone like, oh God. Then they kick in that generic trailer music, that dun 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 dun, And it's kind of like that. It's just as things near the end and the finish line, there's just everything has to be just right, and it's just tough. It's tough. That's why they pay people to do this, Brandon, and they don't just accept volunteer work because,
All right.
So no, but it's been awesome. This project I have zero complaints about. It's just, I need singular focus. I'm not very good at multitasking under pressure, so I put everything away, and I don't make statements online about how I'm going to disappear for a while. I just stop posting. Matter of fact, Brandon, I tell people often, one day I will just stop posting forever.
That is correct.
You know, and you'll never know what happened to Rob. Is he, you know, unless a GoFundMe shows up, then you definitely know what happened to Rob.
I'll still be posting videos for your channel, not my own.
So what have you been doing in the meantime, Brian? What have you been up to?
Oh, lots of things. Where should I start? Well, for those that don't know, I took a nasty fall. My arm bent backwards from the elbow down the wrong way. It shouldn't go. And I tore my bicep. And I had to not only have surgery, bicep surgery on that, I had to get a tissue graft, which is like extra meat added to the part that just won't reattach. So that's been pretty grueling. And that's led to a lot of – I just started rehab Saturday, which is a lot of stretching, a lot of range of motion fixing because my arm got a little bit of I don't want to say atrophy, but it's super stiff. It's hard to bend. It hurts a lot. There's dead areas on it, so it's been rough. So I haven't been able to like draw, and I still have a commission I need to finish. Also, I finally did it. I gave in to peer pressure, and my name on Instagram and everything else is now Mega Potato Show because for some reason Mega Potato was already taken.
Yeah, well, you didn't act on it fast enough. I tried to tell you years ago. You didn't want to do it, so.
I still didn't. I still don't. So, but I switched my Instagram, and I got to change everything else. But Instagram has changed to Mega Potato Show, and I also.
Hold on. I don't want you moving too quickly. So let's think about this for a second.
I got excited. You wanted to talk about me, so I was like, "Oh, we're talking about me."
Yeah, okay. You just gotta plow through it. So. Yeah. So how did all your serious gaming friends take to you changing your name from the Devil's Handiwork? Is that what you were calling yourself?
My gamer tag on Xbox for the last 8 years has been Devil's Handiwork.
And then on Instagram, it was Lead Heavy.
On Instagram, it was Lead Heavy Art. Because the video game-wise, Idle Hands, is, they say Idle Hands is the Devil's Handiwork, and Idle Hands, you play video games. So that's what it's been for the past 8 years when I play people online.
Very clever, isn't it?
So it's super clever. I'm a clever, clever guy. But I figured if I'm going to... I've been at home doing nothing, and I've been playing video games, and I'm rather decent, especially at Madden. I had a little bad luck recently with it, but for the most part, I have about 202 wins in the last year. It's a lot. It's a lot.
But you're not bragging.
Not bragging. Just, top. Yeah. I was top 5% in the world. But anyways.
And that paid for your surgery, right?
Yeah. Of course.
Okay. Just checking.
So I decided I was going to start a Twitch channel. And I figured it's time to just, Rob's usually, I hate to admit this, but when Rob sees something or has an idea ahead of the curve, and everybody in his life that has fought that, it's never worked out. Like, Rob will be like, hey, I had this idea, and someone will go like, stupid, and then it happens, makes money, and does great. So,
Give people an example. Just one of maybe 100,000, I don't know. Probably one of the biggest ones I was told would never work was when I pitched the Black Spider-Man concept to Kevin Grievous. A year before Miles Morales was created, he was working on Marvel, doing writing, and I said, hey, you should pitch this idea of Black Spider-Man. Donald Glover seems to be really interested in Black Spider-Man, and, this would be great. You can get a story where, he's a poor kid, and because he's smart, he's able to go to a rich prep school, and, you'd have that class dichotomy, and he's like, Marvel will never go for it. I'm like, you could just try it, man, did some concept art. Put the sketches online. And I even warned him. I was like, if you don't do this, someone like Bendis will eventually do it. And I just think, maybe a black person should write that story. Brandon?
Right.
I don't know. It's a crazy thought. So, yeah. Every few weeks or so on my DeviantArt, I get someone reminding me that my Spider-Man sketch just looks like Miles Morales. And I they don't really understand, what I'm adding to the conversation. I have to remind them of the date in which I published that. Funny part was a sketch. I initially put him in an army jacket. And in the new Miles Morales Spider-Man cartoon, he's wearing a military jacket. like an army parka. Almost, yeah, it's fun. It's fun. It's good times. So when that finally took off, I remember Kevin going, "Yeah, man, you really called it," you know? So I was like, I don't even attempt to do his voice. He's man, it's the deepest voice I've ever heard. He answers his phone, "Grievous," you know, like I sounds like a fucking Decepticon or something. But it's a good dude. He at least admits it. He's good fun. But this goes on and on. So I'm not saying Mega Potato is a billion-dollar industry here, you know? But I do think Brandon likes to take himself seriously. And I don't know if you've met Brandon. He's the opposite of serious. Right, Brandon?
I'm clever, okay? Not serious. I tend to be a clever person.
I would say outside of the show, I'm the serious one. Right?
Now, right.
Yeah.
I liked Lead Heavy. I liked it a lot, but I don't. I was like, you told me, why don't you change it? And I was like, I fought it for like 5 minutes. And then I got back to you 5 minutes later and I said, you know what? Whatever. I'm not going to fight it. I'm just going to go with it. Worst that happens, nothing happens from it. But
But
hey,
now
my
we can
work.
take a sack of potatoes to Con, put little capes on them. Wouldn't it be funny if we did that and we sold the potatoes and we got in trouble with concessions for selling snacks?
Right.
You know
I
that's
mean,
how Marvel left Comic-Con in San Diego?
because of concessions.
I was there for this. I watched it happen. I just happened to be there in 97. They were giving, Marvel used to have a booth for Marvel Comics. Okay. It was the Marvel Comics booth. And they had comic book people and writers and inkers and they gave away comics. It was amazing. Stan Lee would be there all the time. And in 1997 at San Diego Comic Con, they gave away these little packs of cookies, like Spider-Man cookies or like animal crackers, but they were like Spider-Man and Fantastic Captain America. And I just happened to be standing right there complaining about Rob Liefeld's Captain America premiere. And Bob Harris was there. I was actually yelling at him, like, "You're gonna lose your job. You're gonna lose." I mean, I was really doing it. I was an annoying little shit. And,
Or
huh? Hey, I've grown. So I'm not so little. And I watched the concessions person come up there and just have a conversation with Bob Harris. And they had the pack of cookies, and he's like, "Are you kidding me? Do you have any idea how much fucking money we spend here?" And Marvel, the following year, withdrew their booth from
That's funny.
Comic-Con. They only go now. They for a while they were only going with the toy company, Toy Biz. I think Hasbro bought Toys Biz or Mattel, one of those. They would only go with the toys or Sideshow or something, and then now they go with Marvel Studios. So it's like there's a Marvel Studios booth, the movies. But at San Diego Comic Con, far as I know right now, they still don't have the Marvel booth there over fucking concession stand. Here's a side note on that. So when I went to Comic Con as a kid, I started around 92, and I had very little money. So what we ended up doing was making friends with the guys at the concession booth. Come to find out, all the fresh food, like the fruit salad, the sandwiches, right? That's in a plastic, like a plastic bin, They make there. And every day they throw that food away, whether it's sold or not sold. Like they, whatever, I mean, obviously if it's sold, they don't throw it away. But whatever's left over, they just chuck it in the bin. So there's no inventory going out on that food. Just things like, prepackaged candy bars and shit like that. Because it stores. So it's perishable. So what we would do is we would go around con, and they used to give away tons of stuff like the swag, posters and cards. And so we would bring this. We'd always find there's always one shady dude working at concession stand. You could find him, if you were clever enough and you had nothing else to do, we'd immediately find that shady guy every
Shout
year.
out to Snack Shady.
Yeah, every year there's some new dude, and we'd find him, and we would just say, "Hey, we'll give you all this free stuff if you hook us up." And so we would basically get one cup, and we'd share it, and he'd give us unlimited refills, and we'd get fruit salad and sandwiches for free every year. So, and just until that last year, When concessions decided to make a fight with Marvel over a bag of cookies. It's hilarious.
Are you gonna, quick question, are you gonna leave it on the Sketchcraft picture, or are you gonna show videos or pictures throughout the cast today?
We'll only go to screen when there's something to actually show.
Okay.
The thing with the audio podcast, folks, is I don't really feel like, how do I say this? I don't feel like getting made up for
Pretty.
the fucking camera all the time, you know? Yeah. So
I thought you were naturally beautiful.
yeah, well, you know, this is a podcast, you know. So we'll do a video one at some point, but mostly when I do like the game cave things when I have to constantly talk and show stuff. But
Right.
this podcast is going up on the iTunes, and it's just kind of pointless. So we got.
Gotcha. Well, to loop back to the name change thing real quick, I now, for anybody that would like to watch, I have a Twitch channel, which is Mega Potato Show. So it collates with the Instagram. So now everything just aligns together. It's all cohesive. You got Mega Potato Show on my Instagram, which has clips from my Twitch. And now my Twitch channel is Mega Potato Show. So it's all cohesive. And I don't have to have Rob be like, "Hey, it's Lead Heavy Taters Potato Mega Show Guy." Would you call me at the beginning of this one? Bragging?
Bragging Brandon James.
Yeah, bragging.
That's your wrestling name. All you do is brag. And then
I'll
you
accept it.
lose. Like, it'd be great if all you did was brag and you always lost in the first 10 seconds.
Right. And
That's
I
what.
need, like, the longest walkout, longest song, like just a long, like Guns N' Roses November Rain type song where it's just long guitar riff and I just take forever to get into the ring.
Fire explodes everywhere.
Yes.
And then they just hit you, you get knocked out, and then it's over. Do do do
Kyle says he loves the weekly podcast sketch, and he also asks, "Where's the Mega Potato Google Hangout channel?" Now you're listening to it because I can't partially help with Rob's YouTube page and also figure out my own. So there will never be a Mega Potato Show Google Hangout or YouTube channel. You can only hear me exclusively
Oh,
on the
yeah.
Sketchcraft show. That's my contract only allows me to appear on this show.
The Google Hangout sucks. That's what we used to do. Remember that back in the day? We used to
Yeah,
use Google
I
Hangouts.
know.
It's a fucking
And it would
nightmare.
crash like every 5 minutes.
No, this is it, folks. This is how we do this. We
Yeah,
stream here.
Kyle.
We stream here, Kyle. And oh man. You know, I've tried this 100 different ways. I basically top out at around 100 to 200 views per podcast. Doesn't matter what we do. If there's video, if there's five of us, if it's just me in the morning, half asleep, it tops out between 100 and 200 views per podcast. So.
I mean, usually you do better when I'm on, but you know.
No, I've heard people seem to enjoy this. I don't. I
Right, they
talk to
enjoy
you
me.
enough. Like,
Rob does. He will call me multiple times during the day.
yeah, and I don't have to be entertaining. I can just actually. I think I do make a lot of jokes. Just I'm the only one laughing, at your expense. So what else has been going on, Brandon? What else
With
has been
me
going
or
on?
just in general?
Let's just talk in general. What else has been going on since the last podcast?
San Diego Comic-Con happened.
Oh, we were just talking about San Diego Comic-Con, weren't we?
That is true.
That came
San
and
Diego
went, huh?
Comic-Con. That it did. I have a couple highlights and a couple questions if you want me to spit those off.
Yeah, sure, whatever.
I, like most people, I believe, really, really loved the Shazam trailer. The look of it, the feel of it, the Marvelness of it, all that.
What was your
I
favorite
liked it.
part?
Probably just when he walks out of the liquor store and he's like, "Hey, I'm a superhero." You know, because like, what kid who's an, you know, me growing up as a nerdy kid, you know, who wouldn't want to be a superhero? You know, you would totally brag about it. You'd be like, "F yeah, I'm a superhero. Check this out." So I like that part. I thought I like the whole feel of it. It, you know, and I know people hate me for, or not hate me for this, but they'll be like, whatever.
We're gonna hate
It,
you.
no, they won't hate me. But you know, it felt like a Marvel movie. The trailer made it seem like a Marvel movie and not a DC movie. It was funny. There was quips. It had the
does that
lighting, the
mean?
colors. It was fun, and it was fun and serious at the same time. It was the casting was great. It just felt it felt good. It felt like, yeah, I'd like to go see this.
All right.
I mean, that's just me. I mean, did you like it?
Yeah, I mean, it's all right, you know? I mean, Shazam was one of the shows that I watched when I was a kid, when it used to be this guy in a Winnebago. Did you ever see the 70s show, Brandon?
Rob, I wasn't born until 85.
You know, but you never seen it?
No.
Yeah, it used to be on TV, and they were playing reruns of Shazam. And later you find out his name was Captain Marvel, and your uncle, right. My uncle would always tell me, you know, his comics were called Captain Marvel, and, you know, and they changed his name. I was like, I don't care. I just watched the show. And so, you know, I don't. And sure. So I always had enough. That was like my first favorite thing. And then I saw the Superman movie because I saw the show before the movies. Thing to remember is that's pre-VHS. Okay. So, sorry. So, I mute my mic, folks, when I gotta, you know. And so, I saw the Shazam show first, and then Superman the movie played on. They used to do these Saturday night CBS movie of the week, you know, and that's when I first saw Superman. But it was a guy. It wasn't a kid at the time. He was like 20 years old, but he would turn into Shazam, like the Hulk, you know, or anything else. So. It's interesting. Here's the thing. This is a question I had when Sean Gordon Murphy put out his Batman White Knight series. And in that series, there's all these Batman toys that the Joker has from all the different movies and cartoons. And I'm thinking, if you're in a universe with Batman, who's making all that fucking merch? Like, who's making the Batman merch when there's really a Batman out there? With all the villains and
right,
so I'm watching this trailer and there's Batarang merchandise and Wonder Woman. He's wearing an Aquaman shirt and I'm like, are these superheroes getting a cut of this?
I didn't see an Aquaman shirt. And I think
his buddy, the handicapped kid's wearing the Aquaman shirt. It's the Aquaman.
I know that Batarang looked like he just picked it up off the street. It's not like
No, that's like it got a certificate of authenticity on there, and there's some Superman toys.
I think we should bet on that one, on the Batarang part.
There's a lot of superhero merch in his room, man. So, who's making it?
He made it.
Is Luther making it? Now, if Luther was making all the merch, that would have been an angle for Superman versus Batman. But it's that kind of world stuff I hope they kind of like, I don't know, actually deal with versus. Not deal with, I don't know. But it definitely was a smaller trailer, which honestly I can appreciate because I'm getting a little tired of every superhero movie about the world at stake, you know?
Right.
So I like that. I like that it was two friends hanging out. So yeah, I thought it was fun. It was a fun trailer. I still have no idea what the fucking movie's about beyond just, you know, introducing new characters. So.
It's gonna have I forget the bad guy's name. I've seen him in the comics. There's a doctor.
Yeah, evil scientist.
Yeah. So yeah. I can't think of his name at the moment, but I know it in the comics.
The Monster Society. They can't have the Monster Society of Evil if they're all like racial stereotypes. So they'll have to reimagine some stuff. But I mean,
if you were to give it right now a guess on the Rotten Tomato score that it'll get when it comes out, what do you think?
Upper 70s probably to mid 80s.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say probably like an 84.
Could be 75, 77. Who knows? You know? It depends on how much legitimate heart there is in the film versus kind of like tropish story stuff, you know?
Gotcha.
So, yeah. So there was that, and there was the Aquaman trailer.
The redneck of the sea.
The redneck of the sea.
Put that on a shirt, Aquaman, the redneck of the sea, because he's swimming in like his denim jeans, and he's like, "All right, brother, let's get down to fucking let's get down there and under the sea. Hey, what's up, Nemo? You want to have a brewski? Yeah, redheads, man, they're hot. Temper, oh yeah. Hey, you want to see my trident? Shit like that, man. Like, fuck. He sounds like a mixture of like." He's a rock star with like Beetlejuice. Like it just, I cannot stand the voice. I hated it in Justice League. I'm just like, was he, what's he, was he raised in, like in Alabama or Texas or Arkansas, where the hell he's from in this universe? Cause that's how he sounds, like, yeehaw, I love the ocean. Like, what? No. I mean, there's no NASCAR in the fucking Atlantis. Okay. Ugh. That trailer.
I can tell us how less. You really feel, Brandon. Like,
I hope that movie bombs. I hope it does. I don't care at all.
Who knows?
And not because it's Aquaman, because it just...
I don't know. I have no idea one way or the other on it. You know, there's some interesting visuals in that trailer. But again, it definitely seems to fall back into the superhero saving the world thing, you know? So, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. I mean... It's going to be interesting. You know, this kind of reminds me of when the first trailer for Sucker Punch came out, and it was like, they're in dreams, and all these dreams are crazy, and everyone was like, whoa, look at all these different dream worlds. And then the trailer for Inception came out, and the internet was like, for a dream world, it's very not fantastical. Looks like it could be in the real world. I don't understand. You know, there was a lot of hate.
Right.
And then when the movies both respectively came out, you know... It flipped. And so I look at this scenario with this sort of like fantastical world stuff with the, where was I going with this? I fucking lost my train of thought.
The worlds, the visions, the areas, the Atlantis.
I lost my thought. I legitimately fucking started visualizing. See, that point in time really. Drove me crazy. Oh, Avatar 2 is where I was thinking of. Avatar 2 is supposed to take place underwater. And I'm seeing everyone with this underwater stuff. I wonder when Avatar 2 finally comes out, if that will actually have, like, you know, like, which one will be right. Seen favorably with the underwater material. Cause
probably the James Cameron one.
This one definitely leans on the comic book-ness, right? And it's tough when you go that colorful, that around. I don't know, man. I do not know. You can end up in Dick Tracy territory, you know?
Right.
So
if you want to make me a shirt, Rob, that says Aquaman, the redneck of the sea, that would be... I'd wear that to all the cons we attend.
Maybe you could... Yes. I don't really know if I want that trouble.
You know,
F. Trump on a shirt and get the same level of hate from the same demographic. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if I want that kind of, like...
I'm okay with hate, you know. I've pissed off Rob Liefeld, and then we sat behind him 2 days later, so, you know, at a con. So I can handle the hate. I'm okay with it.
What else has been going on, Brandon?
Oh, here's something, though. I want to go back to the San Diego thing. There was no X-Men stuff whatsoever. No teasers, no trailers. And doesn't that come out, like, February? Like, in... Five months, six months?
When it comes out. Like, it was supposed to already be out. Both
right.
The X-Men Dark Phoenix film and the New Mutants. And the fun part about that was I may or may not have already worked on merchandise for those films, respectively, close to a year ago. And no one knows what's going on.
I mean, it's like, you know, that movie finished shooting and most people didn't even know that the movie was shot. Like, or even started shooting. And here's nothing. No trailers, no nothing. I mean, they had those couple pictures in the Entertainment Weekly like 6 months ago. I don't know, over the summer. I don't remember how long ago it was, but it was.
Because that was part of the original marketing campaign. So those sorts of things are put into motion pretty early. And then when things change, they can't undo those parts. So they come and go, which means when that movie comes out, it's going to have no promotion in magazines. Unless right. It's like
Kyle else. Said, the new Mutants movie just vanished.
Or I mean, yeah, I mean that movie? One. Look, I didn't work on those shirts, but let me tell you, I've seen people who glanced at some of those style guides, and there wasn't much to it. So beyond that 80s logo, kind of like, you know,
right.
With the brush strokes that they got those cyberpunk fonts, you know, the brush stroke fonts. Yeah. That one, I think Alita has something like it too, and that's the new thing now. People have been going to Creative. Apparently, these marketing departments go to creativemarket.com and just get the trendiest fonts of the week, you know, and then, yeah, just generically type the name, and then that's their new logo. So, very interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, no X-Men stuff at Comic Con, but post Comic Con,
Yeah.
the Fox shareholders voted to accept Disney's offer to buy all the Fox stuff. So,
Woo
eventually, I like how the internet goes, they're going to lose tens of thousands of jobs. Thanks, Disney. And I'm like, first off, I got friends who work at National Geographic, which is owned by Fox. People probably don't know that. And I've got a few friends who work at Blue Sky, who does animation with Fox. That company was selling their shit one way or the other. You know,
Right.
someone was going to buy that for whatever reason. They're getting out of the movie business. So,
Because their movies suck.
well, there's something to be said. And look, hey, Sony's right behind him, as far as I'm concerned. You
Right.
So that company was selling. So I don't. I mean, jobs, whatever. You know. That being said, I do look forward to the day when, God willing, whatever creator you subscribe to, the Russo brothers can relaunch the X-Men. You know,
Yes.
that's my hope. It's my hope and dreams that I can get a Cyclops that isn't listening to Backstreet Boys and the butt end of every fucking joke in an X-Men movie. You know, so
Yeah.
I was there when in the theaters when the first one came out. I was subscribed to the X-Men newsletter back in like '98, and they would send you an email with what was the politician, that guy that was running for office in the first movie? He turned into a mutant.
Senator Kelly.
Yeah, he would send you an anti-mutant newsletter with all of his political agenda and stuff at the time. Yeah, it's a little viral marketing before that was a term. So I was subscribed to the Senator Kelly newsletter so I can get my, mutant hate speech, which now is eerily familiar to the current political climate. I wish I'd say those. They got to be archived somewhere on the Wayback
Right.
Machine. But,
Well, go ahead.
what were you going
Oh, I was gonna say something in the chat that leads me to one of my
to
topics.
say? Go
Well, speaking of trailers and things, Kyle says, "What do you guys think of the new Venom trailer?" I'm not impressed, is what Kyle said.
I was waiting for Let the Bodies Hit the Floor to start playing. I
Oh,
mean, this really looks, this goes back to 2003, 2005. Like, I started working on Marvel shirts in 2005. So the first movie that I did shirts on was X-Men 3 and Spider-Man 3 and Ghost Rider. And let me tell you, that was a depressing fucking year to be in merchandising. Like, and those it really kind of harkens back to that Daredevil era of,
right.
the Fox Daredevil movie.
Right, Elektra and all that.
Yeah, where they're really, I mean, I guess, look, he's got the teeth, he's got the tongue, but it's an odd film to me, man. And
I've never in the history of my 30 years of being 33 years of being alive, never heard anyone said like a turd in the wind.
well, obviously, I think it's like a, is that a Biff Tannen callback where he's supposed to say like a fart in the wind, but he, see,
I
I
don't
have a
know,
feeling that
man.
joke
So
gets,
stupid.
hold on, I think that joke gets said once before in the film, before that scene, and that's a callback to something else that he goofs up or something,
It's bad. The whole everything about that. I hope this one bombs too. I hope it does.
Lot of hate from Brandon. Hater tater.
I just don't. I don't care. I mean, like, okay, you got a Venom character. Okay, you have great Spider-Man now with Tom Holland. If they want to put Venom in that movie, do that and they'll make it great. I mean, this just looks, who cares about a standalone Venom alone? Oh,
You want to know who
he's been,
cares? You want to know who
yeah, who
cares?
cares? Who cares?
Avi Arad. Do you know who Avi Arad is?
See the guy that runs Sony?
He's the one that runs the Marvel stuff at Sony, and he used to run all the Marvel stuff when it was, like the Spider-Man movies back in the day. He was
Right.
the direct boss to someone named Kevin Feige. Do you know who Kevin Feige is?
Yes.
Yeah, so Kevin Feige, the head of Marvel Studios, used to be the assistant to Avi Arad. And Avi Arad, very similar to John Peters. You familiar with that name?
Nope.
John Peters was the producer on the first Batman, on the Batman movies, and Superman Lives. And Kevin Smith, did a whole stand-up routine once talking about his time on writing Superman Lives. And to the point where when John Schnepp, God rest his soul, who passed away too, since we did last of this cast, did a documentary called Whatever Happened to Superman Lives, ended up getting John Peters on camera to talk about all this stuff. Very nice. Character, very big character, big, interesting. He talks about being on the streets and how tough he is. And he's clearly never, I don't know. It's been if he's been on the streets, it's been a long time. As he sits in a super mansion, he's clearly overweight. But Javier Rod is a guy who loves fucking Venom. And he was the one that put Venom, insisted Venom be in Spider-Man 3, even though Sam Raimi didn't really want to go there.
Right.
And so now that they have the Spider-Man deal with Marvel, they can make their own universe. And Marvel doesn't want to do Venom anytime soon for good reason. It's like shoving Thanos in the first four films. Right. Imagine putting Thanos in the second Marvel film. You know, so you can get right to it. And so now they're building this whole universe around Venom without Spider-Man, because that's an Javier Rod thing, man. Like, I could just... When I say it reminds me of 2003, 2005, it's because that's when Javier Rod was really in charge of all that stuff.
Yeah.
So, and the head of Sony now is, was it Tim Rothman, whatever his name is? Tom Rothman, Tim Rothman. He was the guy that used to be the president at Fox in the early 2000s. He's the one that kept Sentinels out of X-Men 2 because, quote-unquote, big giant robots are stupid. Yeah. Yeah. And just a few years later, you get Transformers, right?
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, there's a reason why these things feel older, you know? And look, if you're a fan of Venom and you're like, Rob, I don't fuck you, man. I want to see. I'm going to go there. Good, go. Go. I wouldn't stop one person from going to see the
money.
Yeah, I didn't stop one person. I didn't say, hey, go. Don't go see the new Turtles film. You know, I walked out. You know, it's not for me. I certainly could give a shit less about the Power Rangers movie, you know? But if you're, you know, look, if you want more of these Venom films, you better go. Like,
right.
You better go. Because they ain't going to make more just because you like it. They're going to go if there's money. I will not, you know, be there for that. It's too much other stuff to watch, folks. Too much other stuff. I'm watching Better Call Saul right now. And there's, you know, a ton of shit on Netflix. I still have to finish up The Punisher. I still haven't finished The Punisher series on Netflix. Can you believe that stuff?
Get about it. Come on, man.
I know, right? I've been working too hard on work. So. Yeah. So that's about all I got to say about that. What else do we got going on now?
Oh, we're on the Marvel topic.
Okay.
If we are going to, you know, introduce the X-Men and all that and stuff, right? My vote for Wolverine, okay? And I thought about this, and I guess I'm not the only one because I've seen it recently other places, okay? So I want to put it on our podcast so it's on there that I said it. Daniel Radcliffe as a possible Wolverine moving forward. He can carry a franchise.
Wait, what are you talking about?
For casting. This is who I was thinking about who I'd want for X-Men stuff once it goes to Marvel, and we were talking about how they could be introduced and mutants and such, and I want, if I were to fan cast, Daniel Radcliffe from Harry Potter, Horns, and such as Wolverine.
The Harry Potter kid?
The Harry Potter kid.
As Wolverine.
Now, listen,
you're out
of
your fucking mind.
No, I'm not out of my mind, okay? He's great in the movie Horns, okay? He's kind of a badass asshole. He can grow a great beard. He can carry a franchise. Hold on. Okay, he's a good actor.
You really and think he carried that Harry Potter franchise?
Yes.
Okay.
Towards the end, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Just hear me out here.
But not before.
Now, well, I mean, he was a kid. I mean, it was mostly whatever. Right. But he's become a real actor. I liked him in Horns a lot. Now, he's got a new movie coming out called The Jungle, okay? And if anybody watches the trailer for this movie, okay, you can just see it, okay? You watch the trailer and just think Wolverine, okay? He's in a jungle. He's got a beard. He's wearing plaid. He's, like, raging in the jungle. You put some claws on him, beef him up, fit maybe 30, 40, 50 pounds so of muscle, which wouldn't be hard for someone to gain, okay? He would be a great Wolverine. Okay. You could have him be Wolverine for the next 10 years, and it would work out. I'm telling you, man, Daniel Radcliffe is a good actor. He's becoming great, and he could be a badass Wolverine.
Is he good enough to be an iBoy too?
Fuck you.
What?
I didn't say I love the movie. I said it was decent.
How about Rumpelstiltskin? Can he play Rumpelstiltskin? Does he have that
going? This is why people, you don't tell Rob anything ever. Okay,
I'm just trying to find the consistency.
Rob's referencing that my wife used to watch a show Once Upon a Time, and I said, "Yeah, the guy who plays Rumpelstiltskin, he ain't bad. He's pretty cool." And then the iBoy movie was on Netflix, and I said, "Yeah, it wasn't so bad." But here's my point. Okay, most people think of Daniel Radcliffe as Harry Potter, right? But they haven't seen all of his newer movies. Like, if you've seen Horns, okay, which was a small indie film, he was great. He became this guy who everybody thought killed his girlfriend, which he didn't. He gets these horns. He's all scruffed up. He becomes a badass in the movie. And I just seen this trailer for the movie called The Jungle, and he's running in the jungle. He's yelling. He's got the veins in his neck. He's got the beard. He's got the plaid on. And I was like, that's Wolverine right there. He could be Wolverine for the next 10 years.
Everybody, I wonder. Let's set the scene. Brandon, he sits down. He's got his cup of cocoa. He's got
it. Sure. Right? It's summertime, but sure.
Sure. Go. Okay. You got your Mountain Dew, 64-ounce yeah. Circle K special. Right.
There you go.
All right. You got your arm in a sling. You know. Got your dog. You go. You load up the trailer, and you're looking at it, and you're looking over at the wall at the picture of Wolverine, and then you're looking down at the trailer.
Listen, and you're okay, looking up that's fine. That's
at the
fine.
Photo of Wolverine.
But after this, after you're this looking... cast sometime, I'll get you to watch the trailer for The Jungle. And everyone that's talking about it and then the conversation here in the chat.
And then you get a piece of tracing paper, you hit pause, and you trace the Wolverine mask over his face.
I don't need to trace it. He doesn't need the mask. Mark my words, okay? Daniel Radcliffe as possible Wolverine. Now, all of you will, when you're done listening to this cast, go on YouTube and watch a trailer for The Jungle, okay? And don't be like, oh, yeah, whatever. Just watch it. And you'll be like, oh, shit, Daniel Radcliffe is a badass. Or watch the movie Horns. Or watch the trailer for the movie Horns. And you'll see it. I'm telling you, you will see it. You're telling me when everyone saw Jason Momoa, they were like, oh, that's definitely Aquaman with his dark hair, his Polynesian look. He's definitely Aquaman.
I would say even to this day, it's questionable whether people feel that way. I just think the reality of Kevin Feige casting a British kid who couldn't steal your girlfriend unless she absolutely fucking knew he was Harry Potter in a movie. See, the thing with Wolverine is you got to get a guy who could take your girlfriend from you just because he's cool. Like, that's the essence of Wolverine. It's like he doesn't give a fuck, and he just doesn't have that swagger, man.
Have you seen Horns?
Have I seen Horns? That's all like some of the stuff. I know people generally find it.
You didn't see it.
Huh? I didn't watch the fucking movie, Brandon. I said I saw the trailer.
He's got the swagger.
I know people. I saw the one where he was a dead body farting in the water. Did you see that one?
Oh, yeah, because that's a great interpretation.
I definitely didn't think Wolverine, but I might now. Like.
Yeah, and you wouldn't watch like The Greatest Showman and be like, oh yeah, Hugh Jackman should be Wolverine.
No, and I mean, see, that's a fair assessment. But let me tell you this: when it was announced that Hugh Jackman was going to be Wolverine, they put the picture of him, his publicity photo from the set of Oklahoma, on the internet because originally it was supposed to be this Scottish dude that was in Mission Impossible 2, okay. Doug Ray Scott. They put the pic, and everyone was like, that ain't Wolverine. Look, I gave it the benefit of the doubt, you know?
6'2".
I would say he didn't really become Wolverine to me, though, until Logan. Like, there's parts of it in X-Men 2 where he's Wolverine-ish. Definitely Days of Future Past. But look, dude, let me finish. I've given you plenty of time to talk.
Go ahead.
If they cast Daniel Radcliffe, then, you know... I'll fucking give you a dollar. That'll be the day I pay Brandon. But
all right.
I don't see that, you know. And it has nothing to do with, oh, so raw, we got to get like Scott Eastwood. No, I really think when they do recasting on Wolverine, they're going to get someone that you've never heard of before.
If you Googled right now, and you can if you want, just Daniel Radcliffe, The Jungle, and you hit images on Google, and you look at those images.
Right, well, let's actually do that right now. Let's do it right now. Let's go.
He's got the grimacing face, the intense eyes.
Cliff,
The Jungle.
Jungle. Let's
into Google, and then click images.
And then I'll click images, Okay, I want everyone to see now. We're going to go, well, this is the power of YouTube. We can do this, right? So here we are. And you're telling me that's Wolverine?
As soon as it catches up to me. Let's see.
You're out your
fucking I'm telling
mind.
You.
That's you're out your fucking mind, bro.
You add 50 pounds to him, okay?
You add that looks like a malnourished... Brandon,
look
you know,
the one right there
God
where
bless
he's crawling
you.
In the, he's crawling in the mud. Okay, look at the one where he's crawling in the mud, if you want. Look at that one, yeah, where he's... Yeah, look at that shit. You had 50 pounds of that.
Get out your goddamn mind.
Look, Hugh Jackman was skinny as shit in the first X-Men movie. He was skinny. 6'2",
there,
skinny.
That's Wolverine right there, right? You
that's
your
what
fucking
I'm saying.
Mind, dude.
You add 50 pounds of that, that's Wolverine.
You're out your mind.
I'm telling you.
You're crazy.
Watch this, okay? Watch it be a trend. Why don't you become a trend? Well, next time you guys go on
that's
Instagram,
Wolverine.
Everybody listening? Yeah. No. Next time you add 50 pounds of someone and they'll beef up.
I'm you, just man. Looking at his eyes, man. His
yeah.
Like, no.
He's
no.
He's five.
Look, I know you're in love with him. I get it. You know? I get it. I understand that. I mean, especially look at
mm-hmm.
that. Nice and smooth
yeah.
right there. You put him
hell
in
yeah.
Yum, sweater. Yum, yum, yum. You lather this dude up.
He's already no. lathered for me.
No, sorry, but, Brandon. Don't,
okay.
I don't
okay,
see
but
it.
Watch. But watch. In the next couple weeks or month where you guys will be on Instagram, just you'll go through the search randomly. Yeah, that's
look
when
those
he was
Wolverine
a kid.
Eyes right there. Look at
oh
that.
Yeah, let's pull up Hugh Jackman.
That's from the Jungle Trailer. Jungle Trailer. General.
What was Hugh Jackman in? Like Kate and something where he time travels.
Look at those.
What was
eyes.
That one where he time travels? Kate and something.
No.
Kate and Leopold. Yeah, because
no,
I watched
sorry.
Kate and Leopold
yeah, yeah.
and was like, man, this guy's Wolverine.
Sorry, like, I've seen enough of this
British
guy's
man.
Acting. He's not. You're acting like I like when I had never.
But you haven't seen, but you haven't seen him recently. Like in Horns, he was good. And I bet this Jungle movie, he's a badass.
Okay, well there you
go,
folks.
You guys are gonna go on Instagram today, tomorrow, in a week from now, and watch it pop up. Watch me be ahead of the curve on this one, and you'll see. Yeah, Daniel Radcliffe is Wolverine, and people be arguing about it, calling uh-huh. it on this one.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he won't get it, but he's got my vote.
I get that. I get
yeah.
that. Like, I get
you know
it.
What? I'm gonna make it a habit on every podcast we do to do a fan cast on a character, just so you guys can disapprove of it. And one of these times, I'm gonna be so right. Hey, there's a guy out there right now that said, "Hey, I would love to see a redneck Aquaman," and it happened. It happened. Some guy out there is like, "I called it. I called it, man. He's just like us." He likes Bud Light.
Okay. All right. Well, we got anything else, Brandon? You know?
I'm pretty burnt out, actually, after all that. Are you defending myself?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I need a sip of water. Actually, water. I got water right here, folks. That's how aggravated I am. I'm going to drink water. I'll show you guys.
Well, if you people agree or disagree with Brandon, you can share that below or not. I don't really care.
or you can go to my Mega Potato Show
yeah.
on Instagram.
There you
and
go.
You can comment on any of my
comment there.
My posts saying, you know what, you're right. But before you do the look at the pictures of him and type in Daniel Radcliffe the Jungle. And also just go on Instagram and go in your little search engine and see if it doesn't pop up when you type in Wolverine or Daniel Radcliffe.
Apparently Daniel Radcliffe Cliff gives Brandon a little snicket. Right?
More so than Jason Momoa.
Jason
doesn't make my tide rise.
If they cast Daniel Radcliffe as Wolverine, would you also get him tattooed on your arm like you got Macaulay Culkin?
No. I don't have Macaulay Culkin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jared Leto? I always get those two mixed up.
It's an edited version of the Joker, but if it's a realistic Wolverine with the mask, yeah, it's not his face.
Okay.
Just like I have Batman with the mask and the Joker modified without those stupid tattoos.
It's very interesting. I didn't think the cast would go there, but we did. And we survived. We made it. We made it through. Okay, everybody. Fun time. So this week I will be streaming again the Sonic stuff. I got to get back to that. So I got to get that stuff going.
And I'll be posting the videos of it.
I'm also working. I'm knee deep into MechaVision issue 7, so I gotta get that done this month. And then what else I'll be doing? I gotta get the Darksiders shit done, dude. I did not expect to be working on games this year, folks. That
It
wasn't the
took a
plan.
toll.
Wasn't the plan. Wasn't the plan. So, but
It was what, 30 hours on that piece?
you mean so far?
The one, no, the Spyro piece you had to do. That was like 30 hours worth of work, right? Or
Well,
something
you mean
crazy.
some of the Spyro work I've done.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, Brandon's talking about things that he shouldn't be talking about.
I said in general, working on that stuff
Thanks,
is what I'm
Brandon.
saying.
Thanks. This is exactly what I was talking to Brandon about the other day when I said, make sure you don't slip up and say some shit on the cast. And
Not a
Brandon
slip
assured me
up.
he's never done
At the
that.
beginning of this cast, you said what you've been working on, and I said, yeah, it's taken a lot of time.
No, the way more than 30 hours, Brandon. You just add another zero so to that number,
Right.
you know. And I'm not even kidding. So,
I'm not good with numbers. I don't leave my house. I didn't even know it was Friday till you called me earlier and said, hey, it's Friday. We're doing a cast. This is true,
Daniel
people.
plus Radcliffe equals Wolverine. It's interesting.
He can call me Bub.
All right, Brandon. So, hey, everybody, you can go bother Brandon. Hey, Brandon, you got to update all the links information with your Mega Potato Show stuff. So
I
make
did.
sure.
I started changing it. So moving forward, the last, I think, two or three things I posted has the Mega Potato Show. So moving forward, everything will have it changed.
And then also, we'll make a little spot on the channel to put up some of Brandon's highlights. What I might do is just make Brandon a Mega Potato Show thing on the. You can make like different pages on your YouTube channel, so we'll probably do something like that eventually when you got enough content. Brandon plays video games. If you want to go play video games with Brandon on Twitch, you go find him at megapotatoshow.com.
Yep,
If you want
find
to
me.
hang out with me while I work on stuff, I'll be here all week doing that. So
Hey, what
let's
if
see
I want to
what.
buy something from you?
And if you want to buy something, you go to shopsketchcraft.com. I have two things left. Not a lot, folks. That's going to be it for a little bit. I'm almost sold out of everything. So whatever's there, that's
Shop
it.
sketchcraft.com.
That's where stuff is until it isn't. That's how it
Till it
works.
isn't.
Yeah, till
Till
it
it's there.
isn't.
Till it's not.
We got caught up on comments. We're all good.
We are good. Thanks to Joseph, Hector, Armando, Kyle, and Psychotech for joining us. I think I got everybody. Anybody that I didn't name that wasn't in the chat room, just thanks for watching, listening, and
It's the
yeah.
music. It's starting to play Brandon out. If Danny Radcliffe is Wolverine, who plays Cyclops?
Hermione.
The Weasley kid?
No, let's
And
go
then we can get the chick
Emma
who played
Watson.
Hermione to be Jean Grey, right?
Let's gender bend it.
Or
I
would
don't
the
know.
Weasley kid play Professor X?
You know what? We're gonna have to put some bets on these fan casts that I do, because one of these times I'm gonna win.
You want to bet real money?
No, I meant like a commission or something.
No, I would spend money. Fuck that. You're signing me up for work. When I win, I get your art? That's not a win. That's a threat.
Oh.
Nah, that's unfair.
That hurt my heart.
Maybe we could get some of that last dab sauce from the hot ones first we feast.
Right.
Make you eat it. Well, you're kind of a lightweight with hot sauce, right? So.
Yeah, I can't handle spicy. I'm a wuss.
You can't even eat the
Not
sriracha,
no. I get mild when I get wings.
That's
And that's
right,
just like
you
butter. That's like butter sauce.
Yeah, we watched that Hot Ones together, and we went for wings, and you didn't have any sauce on your wing, right?
Oh no, I tried medium because you kept talking shit, and that didn't end well. I was sweating the whole time.
Okay. Well, that's it, Brandon. That's all we got. Say goodbye, Brandon.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.